Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 5:10. We're going to call David at the helm. A big thank you to our veterans today. All active military, those that served, those that volunteered. We are grateful, so grateful to have the security that we do today in our country, and it is because of our military.
Absolutely. We take nothing for granted. The fact that we can go on the air and say stupid things.
Which we do every day.
We owe a lot of people a lot of thanks for making that possible. 7% of American adults are veterans, Jure. 18 million people are veterans. And the number is declining. There were 26 million veterans at the turn of the century in 2000, now down to 18 million. The military shrinking in size and older veterans, of course, passing away. One nugget of good news, fewer veterans are facing homelessness.
That is good news.
Back in 2001, 65,000 people were facing homelessness who were veterans. Now that's down 50%. 38,000.
It should be zero,
but things may be moving in the right direction. Fewer people who are veterans suffering from homelessness. So anyway, I thought that was a little bit of good news. By the way, Target, in-store or online, you get a 10% discount.
There's a lot of free stuff for veterans today.
A lot of free
stuff.
You should
absolutely go take
Rightfully
advantage.
Rightfully so.
And they deserve it. So thank you to our veterans and honor yours. Hug your veteran today if they're still with you, or honor them in whatever way you're thinking about them. We are.
I talked to a future veteran in our family, Brett, our helicopter pilot, who's now working at the Pentagon. And he's got a steady girlfriend.
Fabulous.
Oh, boy. They're shopping for furniture together.
Oh, wow. That is a steady girlfriend. From someone who's been on a naval ship for the past 10 years. Now he's around in the land of the living with real life girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we don't take anything for granted for any of our vets. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
So a crazy article in the Strip today that says exorcisms make a 21st century comeback in Minnesota. Exorcisms. Remember that music? You're freaking us out, David. My head might start spinning around.
Jure, we're doing an intervention right now. I wanted to surprise you, but we have a priest here in Studio A. He's going to come in.
It's an exercise.
And he's going to take all those evil spirits out of you.
They say, the priests that were quoted in the article, that there are 175, he does at least 175 or more each year. And they say it's on the rise. That's right. Catholic leaders say there are more Catholic exorcists in the United States today than at any time in recent memory.
Wow.
Yeah, but why? But why? And one of the things they point to in the article is that exorcists are also treating people that have been through some kind of a trauma or suffering from severe mental illness,
right?
Like when if you're a person who hears voices and maybe you're not getting help from the mental health community,
schizophrenia,
which you should be able to get help, but they are calling exorcists and saying, "Get whatever is in me out of me." So they say they are very busy. And archdioceses are sending exorcists to be trained. There's a training school in Illinois. It's just bizarre stuff. So the reason I tell you this is because we have David on the hunt to find one of these exorcists and have them on our show. Because as you can tell, we have lots of questions.
There's a lot we don't know that we need to find out. So we'll try to get somebody on later this week.
I know. But I did like what David said earlier in the show, that exorcisms are uniquely foreign to us. Because in other religions and in other parts of the world, it's like, oh, yeah, you don't feel good? Go see the high priest, and they will get that out of you right away.
Get the spirits, the bad stuff out?
Yeah, if you have certain symptoms, you might go to a traditional medical doctor, and they might say, no, we don't have an answer for this, so go to another type of doctor or a church or whatever it happens to be in your culture in the world, and they will deal with that on a spiritual level. And we don't have that here in the same way.
We don't.
Although most people still say they believe in some sort of higher power, but we don't think that way. But in most of the world, they do. And it's just an interesting perspective on how that is viewed very differently depending on, you know, what time you live in history and where you live in the world.
Isn't that interesting? I wonder if they could cure my bad attitude.
No, boy, I don't think there's a priest on the planet that has an answer for that, Jor. But we are searching for that man.
Well, that's cool. So we're working on that because I need to talk more about this because that is fascinating and interesting. And we'll get on that. And then there were the Gophers. Paul is wallowing a little bit in the Penn State loss. And that's okay. You get to wallow. And Corey Heppala is reveling, as he should be, in the win. And most Gopher fans, all Gopher fans, should be reveling today. Corey's joining us now because he wants to tell us how excited he is for his ice cream.
You're going to rub it in,
oh,
Corey.
Oh, we exercised the demon.
There you
go.
Yeah,
yeah. No, well, you know, it's a little intense with the whole demon thing. But
there you go.
Corey, were you there Saturday? I missed you.
No, we took the kids down for tailgating just to kind of experience that big game, all the Gopher fans, and they got to see Goldie on a moped, and like they were pumped about that, and we had a few friends that were tailgating, so we hung out for a couple hours, and then we went home in time and gotten home in time right for the game to start on TV.
Perfect.
Well, in retrospect, I kind of wish I had watched it on TV. But you know what? I mean, being there, and we paid for some good seats, the DQ Club. We had these friends coming in from Pittsburgh, 50-yard line. And as I told my wife, Laura, I said, we have just an amazing panoramic view of a slow-motion train wreck. Mm-hmm. And but
for him.
For Penn State fans. And there weren't as many Penn Staters as I thought would show up. But the euphoria in that stadium was infectious, and it was contagious. Yeah. And I'm genuinely happy for Gophers fans. And I hope the Gophers go all the way. That would be an awesome, epic run. And
if that were to happen, I think I'd black out and then wait, what happened? What? How did this happen?
Because, I know.
I mean, the stats, right? 9-0 for the first time since 1904. And I think that probably, I would imagine that probably eases the pain for Penn State fans where it's like, you know what? Like, this isn't Ohio State. This isn't Michigan. It's Minnesota. And it is a cool story.
Yep.
And the energy, and I still, even in your timeline, some people are like, oh, you know that PJ Fleck, he runs up and down the sidelines. I'm like, what else does a guy have to do? In less than 3 years, he's got this program in a better spot than it's been since 1904. The kids are graduating. The kids have higher GPAs. The kids are in the community. I'm sorry. The guy is a rock star.
Don't be sorry.
It's hitting on all cylinders, and it is a Cinderella story, and it's one that has captured the imagination, I think, of sports fans around the country. And, hey, the momentum is there, and keep going. And, by the way, your ice cream – Peachy Paterno and Monkey Business is arriving FedEx on Wednesday here at the station. So I know you'll be generous and share with everyone. But
absolutely. I am so pumped, Paul. I'm glad that we did this bet, and we'll share it around with the WCCO news team. But even better news is the fact that, your team and our team, we both all stepped up, and with the win, I think all told, like, we're going to get about $4,000 donated to the University of Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital. So thank you to everyone who just stepped up and made this for a purpose. You know, it was football and we all enjoyed the game, but now even after this, knowing that we've got good money going to the school, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. The kids are the big winners here, and hey, go Gophers, keep it going. And Corey, thank you for teeing up this bet and making sure that the kids win.
It's awesome. Yeah, thank you, Paul. And go Gophers, tell you my row the boat.
Absolutely, row that boat. The Vikings doing a pretty good job of rowing the boat as well. The Viking ship, mm-hmm. Yes. We have Eric Perkins joining us next.
Eric Nelson.
Eric
is
Nelson.
Join us. Eric Perkins is a
We couldn't
chair.
Get Eric Perkins?
No, we couldn't get Park at Play.
Wait.
Nope, we got Nelson.
I thought it was Eric Perkins. All right. I like Eric Nelson, too. He's coming up next.
Paul and Jordana.
It's not just good news about the Gophers. Great news about the Vikings.
Vikings got it done. They went into AT&T Stadium yesterday in Dallas, and it was funny, too. I couldn't help but notice, Eric, that all of the commentators at NBC were picking the Cowboys. I don't think one of them picked the Vikings. So,
Well, it was one of those weekends where nobody thought the Minnesota teams would deliver. And what happens? The Gophers get a pinnacle win. And I think the Vikings got a signature win last night when they knocked off Dallas down there in Texas, because that's never easy to do. And the Cowboys are on top of the NFC East. So it's a great win for Minnesota to go on the road and to hang on and get the victory.
Absolutely. So what, I mean, obviously we, those one-handed catches from Stephon Diggs and Kyle Rudolph. I mean, it was amazing. Some of the almost theatrical plays, and Dalvin Cook had a great game. What was the key to winning that yesterday? At the end of the day, it was fewer turnovers, and Kirk Cousins had another pretty good game, right?
Yeah, he was very solid. And the rap on him was, you know, he can't win in prime time when that spotlight is shining. Well, you can put that to bed at least for a week, because Sunday Night Football on NBC is the highest rated TV program in the U.S. As far as, you know, Kyle Rudolph, he had a just an incredible one-hand grab. It's like he had Velcro on his glove or something, because that's one for the highlight reel. And we saw Amari Cooper for the Dallas Cowboys with some of these toe taps, which I thought were, you know, poetry on a football field. But I think for the Vikings, Paul and Jordana, the ability to stuff Ezekiel Elliott. He had 47 yards on the ground. This is one of the top running backs in the NFL the last 4 or 5 years.
They shut him down.
They did, and Dallas is taking a lot of heat down there in Texas. You know, late in the game, it looked like maybe the Cowboys were going to go in and win it. Dak Prescott was carving up that Minnesota defense like a Halloween pumpkin. He had a lot of success in the air, and then they chose to give it to Elliott twice in the red zone, and the Vikings blew it up. I really think the Cowboys may have gift-wrapped that one to the Vikings. They should have stayed with the air game, because it was working.
Absolutely.
It's a great time to be a Minnesota sports fan, I'll tell you that right now. And we get the Pistons tonight. We have the Wolves against the Pistons. They lost last night, but any thoughts on that game? I know I'm bombarding you with baseball, even though we're talking about basketball, even though we're talking about football.
Well, you know, last night was a difficult defeat, and of course the Timberwolves couldn't have thrown a pea in Lake Minnetonka. They just did not shoot well against the Denver Nuggets.
I like that analogy.
I'm writing these
the
down.
Carving up the pumpkins.
That's
the
pretty
pea
good.
In Lake Minnetonka. I like it.
But really, I mean, Denver is one of the top teams in the NBA. Now, Detroit's pretty tough. They're coached by Dwayne Casey, who used to be the head coach here in Minnesota. So it's tough in the NBA when you have a back-to-back, and that happens a lot during the season. Minnesota at home last night. Now they're on the road in Michigan. You lose an hour with the time zone change. So it'll be a difficult road game, and the T-Wolves are going to try to get back on track.
All right, pregame right here at 5:30. That's why Paul and I are off early tonight. Eric Nelson, you are the best. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, thank you, Eric.
Always great to be on. And, Paul, you're handling that Nittany Lion defeat like a champion. It's just unbelievable, the poise and the praise you've had for Minnesota. Wow.
Well, he was weeping during the commercial.
Eric, so. it's the medication.
I know he wasn't part of the field rush. We know that.
He was not.
I almost thought, should I go? That would confuse a lot of people.
That would, yeah, and that would have been fair weathery. You shouldn't have done that.
It was funny, though. I went to the bathroom right after the game, and on the intercom, they were playing The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Yeah. And I thought, and I actually laughed. I thought, all right, that's pretty cool.
It's good.
That worked. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
You are handling it well. I'm proud of you.
Well, I'm numb.
I mean, the soft weeping during the commercials is a little uncomfortable. But
again, people are amazed. It's possible, physically possible, to root for more than one team.
I know.
I've been rooting for the Gophers since I got here in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. I want the Gophers to win. Mm-hmm. I'm a homer.
And we appreciate that about you.
So, did it sting? Yeah, a little bit. For a few hours, I'm over it.
You're over it.
Go Gophers. Get it done. Beat Ohio State. That would make me very happy.
Uh-huh. Anytime Ohio State loses is a good thing.
Yes.
We are going to talk with Tim Lammers tomorrow about what's streaming. I've been getting through Goliath. It's a little weird. He recommended it. It's a little weird. So I'm ready for a new recommendation. And also, we will talk about the best day to buy a ticket for traveling, an airline ticket.
Really?
We have an inside scoop tomorrow with a travel industry expert. And that's something I want to know about.
Very cool. See you tomorrow.
Paul and Jordana.